Hi. My name is Leia, and I booked you for help with my heat. Yeah, that's me. Sorry. I'm kind of really nervous. They assured me that it was all professional, but I can't help it. I've never done this before. For the past decade of my life, I've handled my heats alone. Finding a partner that lines up with my wants was never anything easy, so when my friend told me about this place, I got curious. She insisted that they cater to omegas of all nature, including me. I don't know. It sounded a little too good to be true. I found a few betas that had the same interests as me, but every time I was with an alpha, it felt like they were just humoring me. They heard what I wanted to try and decided to go along with it because what's the harm in letting an omega have a little fun? And it never felt right. Because of my certain inclinations, I'm considered a defective omega since I'm really not traditional in any sense. Which brings me to why I'm here. Though I'm sure you read the form already, didn't you? Okay, good. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm already blushing enough doing this. I'm the one who booked you and wanted this. I feel like I'm unusual for not enjoying submission. As omegas, we're taught to serve alphas and that every alpha needs an omega and vice versa. Everyone thought I would present as a beta because I had no omegan qualities. So when I presented omega, they assumed I would develop a more submissive nature. They tried to beat it into me. But I don't know. That's the opposite of what happened. Now I'm considered a freak by most because I'm an Omega who prefers to be in charge. It's weird. I know you don't have to say it. There's just something about seeing an alpha submit that gets me so wet. I'm sure you can smell my slick from over there. Thinking about an alpha as hot as you submitting to me, and mixing that with the beginnings of my heat, it's a really nasty combination, and are you summoning me over? Okay, I can do this. If you're still okay with me and the fact that I'm a dominant omega, then I would like to get started while I can still think. You like how I feel seated on your lap, Alpha? Who knows what kind of a slut I'll be tomorrow? Tonight? I have enough to take an alpha like you down a peg or two. I've piqued your curiosity, haven't I? You're not disgusted by this. You're intrigued. Do you want to know what it's like to submit to someone? Are you curious to see if you can fight your natural instincts, Alpha? It seems like you like a challenge. Me too. Tell me you submit to me. Say, I submit to you, Omega. Doesn't seem like your alpha likes that. I wonder what else it won't like. Like, is it getting upset that there's a fertile omega going into heat, sitting on your lap, undressing, and the only thing you can do is watch? Are your palms itching to grab onto my breasts in this lacy bra? Or what about now? How I'm lifting up my skirt and I'm pushing my panties to the side. How does the fresh scent of heat smell hitting your nostrils, Alpha? I can feel what it does to you. So hard underneath me, baby. Poor thing. How long have you been aching to get inside me? Was it the moment I opened the door and the scent hit your nose? Be honest with me, Alpha. I tend to be nicer if you're honest. That eager to get inside me, huh? I thought it was your job to fuck Omegas all day. Are you so horny that you get turned on the second an Omega in heat walks by? Poor little Alpha, unable to turn off your hindbrain when there's a slutty Omega around. It's so funny how Omegas got the reputation for being whores when Alphas go around acting like this. You're practically drooling for a chance to get inside me, Alpha. You would even beg for it, wouldn't you? Then use your words for me, Alpha. Tell me what I should do with your cute cock, baby. I need to hear it to know what to do. Oh, look at you, putting your pride aside to beg an Omega for her pussy. Aren't you adorable? I bet your inner Alpha is roaring at what you've become already. Willingly submitting to an Omega. Letting her bounce in your lap as she takes more of your cock. Oh, that's it, baby. Feeling me so good. Oh, just like that. You don't get to touch, not yet. You have to earn that by watching me do all this work. My full breast bouncing in front of your face. Pink nipples hardening as I continue to rock back and forth. It feels so good to be inside such a wet Omega, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. Alphas are so fucking easy. All I have to do is promise that you get to knot me and you'll behave yourself, won't you? Oh, such a pathetic Alpha I have underneath me. Moaning as I take my pleasure in your body. You feeling good doesn't matter to me. I don't even care if you come, baby. All that matters to me is I use you for the one part of your body that has any real value. That's right. Your cock and your knot, Alpha. Your knot is the only thing an Omega really needs. Sadly, the technology isn't there yet, and I still crave a knot every single heat. But that's all an Alpha like you brings to the table. Oh, yes it is. If only it didn't feel so good to have an Alpha stretch me. Your cock sliding in and out of my pussy. Just look at that stretch, Alpha. Really look at it. Look at how my hungry pussy's devouring your cock with every bounce. My breasts bouncing in front of your face, making you go dizzy. It's adorable just how dumb you are, Alpha. Thinking you are going to be in control. Thinking you should be in control because you have a cock. We both know that this is where you belong. You look so good when you're underneath an Omega, being humbled, being reminded of your place. It feels good to accept your place underneath me, doesn't it? Oh, that's what I thought, Alpha. Watching you grip the sheets as you start snarling an attempt. You're really trying hard not to touch me, aren't you? Oh, how I love putting your self-control to the test. Are you going to keep being good for me? Are you going to let me keep taking my pleasure in your body? Oh, I bet you are, because this is all you're good for, right? You're just here to be my glorified dildo, isn't that right, Alpha? Oh, yes, you are. I want you to say it. Say you are nothing but a glorified dildo for Omegas and Heat. Oh, what a good little Omega. For that, I think you can touch. Look at that, me calling you a good little Omega. That's how much of a bitch you are to me, Alpha. I don't even recognize you as one. Oh, how pathetic that is for you. Go ahead and grip my hips, baby. Maybe that will make you feel like an alpha. Maybe if you feel my tits, I'll start wanting to call you one. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. Doesn't it feel good in your hands? Yeah, of course it does. Why don't you give me a squeeze while I keep riding you, baby? That's it, Alpha. That's good. You make me feel good when you do what I say, when you follow my instructions. Isn't that odd? Oh, that's it. Keep making me feel good, Alpha. This isn't about you or your pleasure. This is about me and my pleasure. You're here to give me that and nothing else. Your only job is to make me come and fill my cunts. You're already doing one of those things, stretching me out nice and wide as I keep taking you deeper inside my pussy. It feels so good, baby. I just know you're in heaven watching your cock leave and enter my pussy over and over again. Oh, it's hypnotizing, isn't it? Watching it disappear inside my pink lips with every bounce. It feels so good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Oh, that's my sweet Alpha. Making me feel good with that lovely cock of yours. Taking everything I give you like a good slut. You're such a wonderful whore for me, baby. Yes, you are. Fucking you so roughly that the bed's creaking underneath us. Submitting to your Omega. Accepting your place. This is where you belong, isn't it? You belong underneath me, giving me your cock like a good alpha. Yes, you do. Just look at how cute you are, moaning like you're the one in heat as I take you even deeper. My warm, wet walls inviting you in and sheathing you. It feels so fucking good. You might come on the spot, won't you? Oh, how alphas are so easy. You all act big and strong, and then look at what happens the second an Omega is in heat. You turn into brainless knotheads, desperate to shove your dick inside whoever is in heat. You're so easy, it's pathetic. How alphas ended up being in power, I'll never fucking know. Not when your most valuable asset is what I'm using right now. What are you good for, Alpha? Oh, that's right. You're only good for your cock. Only good for your knot. That's the only thing Omegas want from you, baby. Oh, that's right. Oh, your cock feels amazing inside me. Filling me up just right, giving me what I need. It feels so good that I might be able to come on just that. Not having to touch my clit or anything. That would make you happy, I already know that. Desperate little alpha. You've never had an Omega come only from your knot, have you? Yeah. Yeah, whatever you say, Alpha, you're always right. Why don't you do something useful and take my nipple into your mouth? Suck on it for me. Come on, put it in there and suck. Yeah, like that. That feels good. Move your tongue around. Oh, that feels really good. Keep sucking as I keep bouncing. My thighs and ass jiggling with how quickly I'm rocking back and forth against you. It feels so good, doesn't it? You're not starting to catch on my entrance. Oh, that's what I'm feeling, right? Oh, what a good alpha. So ready to give the Omega on top of you, you're not. But you forgot about something. Alpha obviously wants to come inside me, very obviously. You wanna knot and breathe the bratty Omega riding you, right? Of course you do. But Alpha forgot something. Alpha forgot to beg to come. So beg for an orgasm, Alpha. I wanna hear just how desperate you are for me. Oh, keep going. Someone's close. Someone's very close. Oh, but I wasn't. So even if you were going to knot me, I wouldn't have come. No, I wouldn't have come, and that's not fair to me, little Alpha. This is about me and my pleasure, not yours. So when I put my hand on your chest and I push you down, I expect you to go down all the way. Just like that. What a good alpha. Doing exactly what Omega says. Maybe you really are more Omega than Alpha. Maybe you were meant to be the bitch and I was meant to be the alpha. What's your safe word, baby? Keep that word in the back of your mind. It might prove to be useful. After all, who knows if you're going to be a good alpha for your Omega in heat? Do you think you can manage to be on your best behavior? Then let's put it to the test, shall we?